The following is a radio show with His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on December 20th, 2010, in Mauritius.
Dear faithful listeners, Hare Krishna. Welcome to your program, Alikuti Krishna, brought to you by the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Founder Acharya, His Divine Grace, Abhay Charana Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Today we have the immense pleasure of receiving His Holiness Sankarshan Dasadhikari from U.S. His Holiness Sankarshan Dasadhikari Maharaj was initiated by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada on 12 August 1971. Srila Prabhupada personally encouraged His Holiness to become a spiritual master. His Holiness is traveling Vanapra spiritual master. He is traveling regularly in the six continents of the world, lecturing on the science of Krishna consciousness. He has over 12,000 subscribers for the e-course on science of self-realization. He has initiated disciples all over the world. His wish is to make the whole world Krishna conscious before he leaves his body. This is why he is traveling throughout the world. He is accompanied by his beloved wife, Vishnupriya Devidasi. As spiritual master, he has a lot to share with us. Kindly listen to him attentively so that you can benefit. The theme for today is how to realize your true self.
Thank you very much. In this world, everyone is trying to be happy, but everyone has to face so many types of miseries. These miseries are actually unnecessary. It is not required that one has to suffer so many types of miseries. These miseries are due to a false conception of the self. We take this body to be the actual self, when in fact it is only a covering of the self. Just like today, you may be wearing a white shirt, and then tomorrow you put on a yellow shirt. Does that make you a Mr. White Shirt or a Mr. Yellow Shirt? No. It is simply a garment that you're wearing. So, the particular body that we have now, just as the white shirt and the yellow shirt are not the self, the particular body that we have now is not the actual self. One lifetime means, in this life I wear a certain garment, in another lifetime I wear another type of garment. And even within this lifetime, there are so many changes of garment going on. This is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Dehino smin yatha dehe kumarang jovanam jara tatha dehandara praptir diras tatranam huyati. As the embodied soul continually passes in this body from boyhood to youth to old age, the soul similarly passes into another body at the time of death. The self-realized soul is not bewildered by such a change. So we are changing bodies even within this very lifetime. Where is that little baby body you once had? Where are the chemicals which constitute that little baby body that learned how to walk one day? Those chemicals are gone. but yet you, the self, remain the same. So the self remains the same, but the body changes. Therefore, the first step in understanding who you are is to understand there is a difference. There is a vast gulf of difference between the body and the self. In this world, we are taught erroneously to consider the body to be the self. We will immediately identify, yes, I'm a male, I'm a female. Just like arriving here in Mauritius, I had to put down, I am male, I am from such and such country. This is false designation. The actual self has nothing to do with this male body, the female body, a particular nation. We have to write down our age sometimes. But actually, the self does not age. The self is eternal, full of bliss and knowledge. It is the temporary body which is subjected to temporality, ignorance, and misery. So the intelligent person, he tries to find out who he actually is. He wants to know, what is his real purpose of existence? In this world, we are taught that our happiness is to gratify the senses of this body with the objects of the senses. But you know what? That doesn't even touch the self. Therefore, we are not satisfied. Even a person who is powerful, wealthy, and famous is still not satisfied. So the intelligent person, the philosophically minded person, he wants to understand, who am I really? What is my actual nature? What is the purpose of my existence? How can I become perfect? How can I achieve a state of happiness beyond all anxieties? This is known as self-realization. In other words, right now we are in ignorance regarding the actual self. So self-realization means that you actually awaken your true identity, that you actually understand who you really are. This knowledge is learned from a bona fide spiritual master. Therefore, it is stated in the Vedic wisdom, Tadviganar tam suguru meva bigets chet. If you want to know who you really are, then you have to approach a bona fide spiritual master. Because that master then will enlighten you. He will reconnect you with your actual identity, which is beyond this temporary body. That actual self that lives forever, that actual self which never gets old, that actual self which never gets sick, that actual self which never dies. So there is nothing more important, there is no education more necessary in the human society than the science of self-realization. Unfortunately, the schools, colleges, and universities throughout the world do not teach this science. They don't have qualified professors who even know this science. This is the most important department of knowledge. But sadly, such department of knowledge does not exist in these colleges and universities of this planet. Therefore, on the order of my spiritual master, I'm trying to revive this Krishna consciousness, this science of self-realization, for the benefit of the people of this world, who are becoming more and more distraught, who are becoming more and more bewildered, more and more confused. Why is the society becoming more disoriented? Because we are basing our civilization on the wrong concept, I am this body. Now it's time we have to turn things around. Everything is backwards right now. Now we have to straighten everything out and bring people back to the proper understanding. I am not the body. I am a spiritual being. I have nothing to do with this material energy. I am an actual eternal spiritual being in quality, one with God. Why should I suffer? My Father is God Himself. I am not meant to suffer in this material world. My actual home is the spiritual world. Somehow I have come here due to a foolish misuse of my independence. But now if I will take help from the bona fide spiritual master, if I will take guidance from the qualified saintly teachers, if I will read from the revealed scriptures, then I will understand that I have an identity which exists far, far beyond this world of birth and death. So one has to reconnect with that original identity. That process of reconnecting is sometimes called yoga. Sometimes it is called religion. Sometimes it is called the science of self-realization. Whether you designate it by as religion, the science of self-realization, or yoga, the principle is the same. There is a supreme person who is the source of all existence. We are his children. We have forgotten about him. And that's why we are suffering here in a state of misidentification with this material body. With the help of the bona fide spiritual master, one learns how to reconnect with that supreme person who is the source of all existence. That process of connecting is called love or bhakti, devotional service to the supreme person. Since he is providing everything, our food, our water, our air, our environment in which we live, our money, our house, our car, everything we have, it is all provided by God. Eko bahunam yovidadati kaman. That supreme conscious being is supplying all of our necessities. So, since he is providing everything, we owe him something in return. We owe him our loving service. So as soon as we engage ourselves in the loving service of that supreme person, who is the source of all existence, God, then our original divine nature begins to awaken. We begin to find a pleasure, a happiness within our hearts, which is millions and billions of times greater than any pleasure that we can experience in this material existence. This is called spiritual enlightenment, or the attainment of love of God. There is no greater achievement. Even if you could attain the position of being the Lord of this entire universe, that position is held by a person named Brahma. In other words, when you achieve that post, you are designated as Lord Brahma. But that position, to be Lord Brahma, the chief demigod of this entire universe, is nothing compared to what is experienced by one who awakens his pure love for God. Why? When you awaken pure love for God, you completely become transcendental to this entire universe. You exist in a plane of consciousness which is completely beyond the planets we see in the sky at night. It's a transcendental dimension beyond time and space. One enters into that dimension and becomes completely joyful, Brahmabhuta prasanatma nasochati nakankshati samaksa veshu bhuteshu madbhaktim labhate param. When one becomes transcendentally situated, he achieves a state known as Brahmabhuta. In that state, he becomes awakened in pure love of Godhead. So we encourage all of you to chant the holy names of God, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Make this your New Year's resolution, that now in 2011, every day I will chant this Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, to awaken my eternal divine nature, which is full of bliss, which is full of knowledge, which is millions and billions of light years away from the suffering of this material existence. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Guru Maharaj. Thank you for your kind attention. Should you be interested in the subject matter, kindly phone at our centers at Boracay or Phoenix. Hare Krishna.